Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
My grandma actually just passed away.
Sorry.
Thank you. Yeah, she died like...
Yeah.
2 hours, 3 hours ago now at this point. And
what?
We are all Mark Grody.
What?
Yeah, my grandma just died. Last segment when we were talking about the Bears outside linebacker coach, we just got, I mean, like, come on, man. We had Danny Parkinson talking about it. He was one of our guests earlier today. He was a good enough sport to join us, as did Craig Calcaterra and Mike Florio and Hub Arkish. Thanks to Brian Gertsch for handling the Twitch stream. Jay Zawoski, our executive producer, and Julio Raseo was on the board today. Transitions brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto. And that leads us to this man, Lawrence Holmes. Hello, sir.
Hello, you two. How are things?
I guess fine. My stomach settled down after my Italian beef adventure.
Wait, there was a Italian beef adventure?
Yeah. I decided on a whim to celebrate the 35th anniversary of the Bears winning the Super Bowl, my friend.
Oh, Lord.
And I ate over 2 pounds of Italian beef, a half of a container of Marconi medium heat.
I put it on my shoes!
Indeed. And pretty much all of a Mariano's baguette.
Damn.
Yeah, I don't do that often, but when I go hard, I go hard.
Do you have is there a elliptical at the Bernstein Estate that you can jump on? Or
Well, I use the recumbent bike every day.
Okay.
That's understood, baked in every day, minimum of 30 minutes of cardio. And today I've also got Bulgarian split squats to do as well and toe raises. So I'll work it off. I'll be fine. But I went sort of old fashioned ham on the Italian beef, as it were.
That's an interesting choice. While you were celebrating, did you feel festive while you were trying to digest all of that beef?
No, I kind of felt bad
and sluggish. Yeah.
In the immediate, well, I went right to bed. So, I mean, I finished it off and then just kind of had a food coma and woke up later feeling shame, but.
He's been living on the edge, Lawrence, the entire show. And I can't help but laugh because the guilt combined with the fear is made for an interesting
welcome to my life. Welcome to my entire human existence. The guilt combined with the fear.
When's the last time you went like crazy like that?
Oh, on something junk foody? Every once in a while, like we'll do a big bag of McDonald's and just put newspaper on the coffee table and then just dump everything out and see how much we can eat. So, but that's I don't know, once every 2 weeks I'll do that with McDonald's, but it doesn't have the amount of spice that it's the giardiniera combined with all the pepper and the spice of the beef that hits you a little harder. I mean, usually if I know I'm going to war with myself, I'll know I'm like I think my system needs my particular Indian food order from Essence of India, where I know it and I know it going in, and there's no remorse because I know exactly what's going to happen to me, and I'm sweating out my scalp, and it's the scene
from Along Came Polly.
Yeah, but that's an endorphin rush like that I get the runner's high from that level of heat, from that intensity of the lamb spicy Rogan Josh that is just, I got to do that every once in a while just to remind myself that I'm alive.
I mean, that's fair. That's a totally fair thing. I'm glad that you give yourself those opportunities to spoil yourself, both figuratively and literally.
Wreck myself.
Treat really. Yourself.
Treat yeah. yourself. Yeah. Exactly right. It's the way it should
I
be.
I do love the McDonald's all day breakfast.
They've gotten rid of it.
They've had to, yeah, they had to cut back. But sometimes you had a day that called for McDonald's all day breakfast. And that's all I would say about that. But man, do I love it.
Do you have a spice go-to? Like if you know you need something hot, what would be something that you're just, you know that you're just going to light something up in a way you otherwise wouldn't?
Definitely just plain old hot sauce. Just buy like a really good hot sauce that you like to use and then add it to whatever you're eating. I did not understand ketchup on eggs until I moved out of Texas, and I still get disgusted thinking about it. Cayenne pepper, chili powder, the usual suspects, chipotle. Just a matter of how much you're adding, right?
Chorizo. My favorite like spicy like breakfast meal is like doing a scramble at Yolk with like ham, cheese, and chorizo, or like Azul on 18th, where oh, and you know, especially as someone who has Crohn's, like you know, you have to do the calculus and be like, is this really what I want? Do I really want to deal with this and deal with the acid reflux that comes with it? And then they bring it to you and you're like, yeah. This is exactly what I want.
Yeah, sometimes the answer is yes.
Apple cider vinegar and lemon water are usually pretty helpful, too, for all that mess.
Wait, what?
Do you need to go that route? Yeah, just a shot of apple cider vinegar or just half a lemon in hot water. Start your day with it.
I'm really? A big fan of that. Yeah, it's pretty good for you. Like, people get weird when I ask for lemons in my tea when I order because, you know, I then end up doing that and like keeping a lemon and you pour a little hot water in there. It's just heaven.
I never heard I keep apple cider vinegar in here because that's obviously when I do like a Carolina barbecue, that's the basis of a good Piedmont sauce. And my daughter likes to make salad dressings with it, but okay. So literally a shot of apple cider vinegar just sort of gets your system reset right.
Now, a lot of people say that it will mess with your tooth enamel and so will lemon water. So dilute it. A lot of times that's a recommendation. You can look up various ways to do it. But yeah, I do lemon water in the morning most of the time, or else apple cider vinegar and lemon and hot water as a combination. I don't drink coffee until like 4 or 5 hours into my day. But I feel like for people who might have fears of previous situations happening, that helps.
Okay.
This texter gets it. Azul 18 Chili Quiles. You are 100% right, sir or madam.
Oh, so good. I love chilaquiles. But I think it's interesting to have to use it for some reason. I just love Tex-Mex breakfast no matter what.
Yeah, I agree with breakfast. You. Yeah, it's just kind of breakfast where you're from, and it's delicious. But every now and again, like I get a hunkering for a good like breakfast burrito with chorizo in it. And some of the places have, you know, just give you a little nominal spice with the chorizo, which is fine. And then some places, they blow you away with the spice, and it's like, oh, it was worth it.
You know what's good too? You ever had huevos divorzadas, divorced eggs? It's two fried eggs. One is on green salsa, and the other is on red salsa.
Ooh, that's very New Mexico.
It's really good. Really good. We stumbled upon it in, where were we? Playa del Carmen is where we first had it. And then, you know, that's if you're at a really good restaurant that you can ask, even if it's not on the menu, you can ask for it and say, hey, can you just do this for me? They're like, yeah, sure. That's not a big deal. We can do that. So good.
Ah, restaurants.
Right? Remember restaurants.
Remember those? They were great. I'm looking forward to going to those again, hopefully this year. That would be outstanding if that were the case. So I heard you guys talking about the Hall of Fame this morning, too. It was weird because I was sitting down to do Loho Daily about Mark Burley getting 11%. And that was literally the only thing that I cared about yesterday. I just care that he didn't get the Konerko treatment, where if you, I know that Paul Konerko is not a Hall of Famer, but for him to be dismissed on the first ballot, I thought was disrespectful. And I didn't want that to happen to Mark Burley, because his career deserves some look into. I don't think he's a Hall of Famer, but I think that he didn't deserve to not be on the ballot again next year. So that's the only thing that, when the news of the Hall of Fame came out, I was like scrolling. I was like, what happened with Burley? Like, I just wanted to search to make sure that he reached the 5% threshold, and then I was good.
So we've gotten to the point where it's so dysfunctional that we don't even care if people are actually in anymore, that they've gaslit us to the point where now we just care about percentages of maybe being in or percentages of first ballots.
Well, here,
that is sad.
Here's where I'm at, Layla. And I heard Dan talking about it, and it's interesting to me, and I think that it's worthy of a bigger discussion. Maybe not today, but maybe at some point the three of us can have this discussion, or right now, I don't care. But Dan, when you were talking about like it being this institution and we're dealing with process, I kept thinking that one of the things about the voting for the Hall of Fame is that it's been as exclusionary as baseball used to be. Like the fact that electronic media doesn't have a role, like think about it this way. Vin Scully doesn't have a vote for the Hall of Fame. Mm. Like stuff like that, where the power of who decides who goes into the Hall of Fame is just as exclusionary as the game used to be. So to me, it's hard for me to find like a lot of, until that's something that is correct, course corrected, it's hard for me to even get to a place where I can't. I mean, there are people who haven't covered baseball that still have votes. Like you see them every now and again, like they're doing other things or they've moved to other fields and or other sports, and they're not really covering baseball, but they're still voting on it. Meanwhile, there are people that are working on the electronic side of covering the game that don't get a whiff of getting an opportunity because they're not part of an exclusive club that gets to vote people into another exclusive club.
Yeah, I guess I hadn't thought about that it's still only the Baseball Writers Association that has a very, very strict rule about being, you must be a writer. You can also do other things, but you have to be primarily a writer. That apparently that way you would know better than others would be the assumption there, but they could change their rule in a whim.
They
you
could.
Know, these things are not set in stone. It's just a museum.
Right. And that's kind of where I've fallen on this. Like Cali really helped to kind of change my thinking because, you know, his level of cynicism kind of centered me in my thinking. I was like, yeah, you're right. Like it's just a museum. But when you go to it's just a museum and then add into, as baseball tries to reconcile how exclusionary it's been for forever, mm-hmm. that you have in it an exclusionary process that will then put people or not put people into the Hall of Fame.
My main position on it, at least this morning, was your vote is precious. It is valuable. It is also part of the expectation of your profession. And to protest the way so many of them have done, including really good writers that I tremendously respect. It's just not how we're going about our business. They're discrediting their opinions of these players at the time. Like, take yourself back to those seasons when they were playing. You know how good they were and how far and away better they were. Some of them, regardless of whether or not they were on substances. So that should matter in your vote. Like, do your job.
It's the very same people that get all in their feelings about the exact word you used, Layla, precious. It's this sacrosanct, precious moment. And then to be like, nah, protest vote. I don't care anymore. Pick a lane. Either it's that overly important to you and it's this somber exercise of a sacred right, or it's just a museum in upstate New York and whatever, and it really doesn't matter who votes for what. But people want to have it both ways.
I agree. And that's, I think that listening to you two debate it helped to kind of crystallize how I feel about it too. Because I've I'm in the same boat as you, Dan, where it used to matter to me, and now it matters very little. And the only reason that I brought up Burley is that he matters to me. Like, that's the lens that I'm looking at it from. That if it matters to Mark Burley, and I'm not sure one way or the other, I would guess that it does, then it matters to me. I'm sure it hurt Paul Konerko to be just ejected from the voting after 1 year, after a career where he hit 439 home runs. Like, he's an 841 OPS player, and that's close to the threshold of Hall of Fame players. If you look at the history of OPS and the Hall of Fame, and he was summarily dismissed from it. So I care about them, and I'm happy for Harold Baines. And the thing about it is, for me, Harold Baines being in the Hall of Fame doesn't take away how great I think Hank Aaron is. You know, yes. Like it's a weird thing, and I've just kind of I'm at a throw my hands up type situation when it comes to this because of the inequity in the voting itself. That there's an inequity in who gets to make the decisions. And I think that it's reflective of a lot of things that people have been pushing against in this country overall. And some of those people are in the BBWAA. Like they would, on other issues, they would agree that their club seems to be a very exclusive and private club. But when it comes to their vote and opening up their vote, there hasn't been a good enough push to allow other voices in to help make these decisions.
It all gets back to baseball's original sin. And if we are going to extol the virtues of Hank Aaron and celebrate everything that he had to endure, these are all things that baseball needs to confront and what the lasting legacy has been of being a racist sport for as long as it was and how that's still affecting it and could affect its future and what can be undone. And I hope they have some smart people trying to figure it out.
Me too. I hope you two have an excellent day. Here's what we're doing today on this stupid radio show that I do. Herbie came to me on Monday and said, hey, I got this idea. I got a wheel. We're going to spin it, and we're going to let people get a new football team. So we're going to do that today. We're going to assign people. We are going to assign disgruntled Bears fans a new team for them to follow, because why should they have to? Just because you live here doesn't mean you have to root for this team. So Herbie's got a whole mechanism. So we're going to do that. We're going to talk with Alex Coffey about the Cactus League and ask her about Liam Hendricks, because she had the opportunity to cover him. Cole Wright's going to be on the show at 1 o'clock. I have no idea what we're going to talk about, but we'll figure something out. I'm guessing it'll be 90s R&B and hip-hop. Also, I feel like Jams 104.3, I said they should just change the name to Ja 104.3, because I swear every time I go over there, it's, what would I be without you? I swear it is always Ja Rule on that station. So they should just go straight to Ja 104.3 or 104.3 Ja. That would be perfect for them.
Our transition's been brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto. Lawrence, have fun.
Thank you. I'll see you both tomorrow. That is Dan Bernstein and Layla Rahimi. They are on Monday through Fridays, 9 a.m. until noon.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.